Last time we started discussing the basic halachas of Heksher Kelim, we said that there are two basic forms of Heksher. First of all, Hagola, that if a Kli is Nivla Yidei Chamin, if the Isser is Nivla Yidei Chamin, the Isser is absorbed into the vessel through boiling liquids, so then you have to be Magil the Kli, you put the Kli into boiling water, and that takes out the Bliya. But then we said if it's Nivla Yidei Ha'esh, if the Kli was used in the fire and the Bliya of Isser entered into the Kli as a result of the fire, so then you need Libun, you have to put it back into the fire. Basically the principle is Kabola Kach Polto, Kederach Tashmisho Kach Hechshera. We started discussing what really is the difference between Hagola and Libun. Are they really accomplishing the same thing? It's just that when the Bliya occurs Al Yidei Ha'esh, so then you need Libun, and if it's Al Yidei Chamin, then you need Hagala. But basically, in both circumstances, the purpose of the Heksha process is to remove the Bliya. Or should we say maybe there's a fundamental difference between the two of them? Maybe Hagala is accomplishing the Pleitas Ha'isser. It's spitting, it's expelling the Isser from the Kli. But maybe Libun is doing something totally different. Maybe Libun is being Sarifas Abliya Bimkomo, it's destroying, it's burning the Bliya in its place. It's not really being Maflit the Bliya at all. We said perhaps this is a Machlogos Rishon and Machlogos in the Poskim. Nafkamina being whether we would say Kibolo Kach Polto within the category of Libun itself. The Gemara at the end of Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Gemara and Psachim both assume that Kibolo Kach Polto applies within Hagola, meaning not only does Kibolo Kach Polto determine the type of the category of Heksha that you need, that if it's Nivla Yidei Chamin, then you need Hagola to be Mashal the Kli. But even within that, we pattern the Heksha after the Isser. So if the Isser entered into the pot through Iru Kli Rishon, let's say, by pouring out of a Kli Rishon that was on the fire, it's not necessary to do Hagola by putting the Kli into a boiling pot of water. It's not necessary to do Hagola in a Kli Rishon. You can do Hagola with Irui. Like the Gemara says, if Kibolo benitzotzos, kach polto benitzotzos. Similarly, if the Issa were Nivla with temperature that's yad solet as well, but it's less than boiling, some poskim want to say that the Hagola doesn't require boiling either. Kibolo kach polto applies not only to determine that if it's Nivla dechamin, you need Hagola, but even within that category of Heksher, we look at exactly how the Issa was absorbed into the pot, and we say that however it was absorbed into the pot, that's how it can leave the pot. The question is, in the case of Libun, do we say that Kibolo Kach Polto, let's say the Issa entered into the pot, not at such a high temperature, not at 700 degrees, not at 900 degrees, it entered at 450, on broil at 550, so do we say that Kibolo Kach Polto tells me that, okay, I need Libun, it was Nivla Yidei Ha'esh, so I need Libun, but maybe the Libun that I need is not such a Libun Chomer, even though the Gemara says that Libun is at Shetosha Klipasa, Nitzotzos Nitzin, maybe that's only true for something that was Nivla in an Eish which has Nitzotzos Nitzin. But if it was Nivla in an Eish that's not Nitzotzos Nitzin, it's less than that, so maybe Libun should not require that. Or should I say, no, Libun is a standard Shear. Libun is a standard Heksher, and it always requires Nitzotzos Nitzin, it always requires the highest state of Eish, a certain minimum state of Eish, let's say 700 degrees, we said yesterday. So that's the Machlokes in the Poskim. Do we apply Kibolo Kach Polto within the category of Libun or not? Should we say that Libun always requires Nitzotzos Nitzin, which is a big Chumrah, because then only in the self-cleaning ovens can you do Libun, but an oven that's not self-cleaning, you can't just put it on to broil, even though that's the temperature that the Isser was actually Nivla in the Kli, it doesn't matter. If you assume that Libun is somehow different, Hagala is maflit the Bliya from the Kli, but Libun is not maflit the Bliya at all. It has to burn the Bliya bimkomo. It's got to burn the Bliya right there, so then you can't say Kibolo Kach Polto. Oh, it depends what heat was applied in order to be Mavliya the Isser into the Kli. No, it doesn't depend on that at all. Rather, Libun means that you're burning the Bliya bimkomo. Maybe to burn the Bliya bimkomo, you need a Libun of Nitzotzos Nitzin, that the sparks are flying. A Libun of a very strong temperature. So we said this is perhaps the position that the Ra'ah took. The Ra'ah who distinguishes between Hagola and Libun in terms of Heksher Miktas HaKli. Even though we assume the Cham Miktas HaKli Kulo tells me that even if I use only part of the Kli B'Isser, we assume the Isser spreads to the whole Kli. But when it comes to Heksher, perhaps there's a split between Hagola as opposed to Libun. By Hagola, maybe it's enough to be Machshir Miktas HaKli. The Gemara in Zvachim seems to imply that. Maybe it's enough to be Machshir Miktas HaKli, because just like Cham Miktas HaKli Kulo in the Bliya, it's nivla throughout the whole kli, even though it was only hot on one side, we could say that it's nifla, the iser is expelled from the kli in the same way through chamek tzas chamek kula. The Ra'ah says, though, that when it comes to Liban, if it was Nivla Yidei Ha'esh, we're not going to say Chamek Tzaso Cham Kulo in the Hechsher. We'll say Chamek Tzaso Cham Kulo in the Bliya, in the Issa, but not in the Hechsher. Why? The Ra'ah, because Liban is accomplishing something totally different. It's not being Maflit the Issa. If it's being Maflit the Issa, if it's expelling the Issa, the Bliya from the Kli, it's the same way the Bliya enters the Kli through Chamek Tzaso Cham Kulo. If it's only hot on one side of the Kli, nevertheless it spreads to the whole thing. It'll suck out the Bli in the same fashion. Even if the heat is only on one side, it'll suck it out from the whole Kli. But if you assume that Liban is a totally different kind of Hesher, it's sort of as a Bli Abim Komo, so then you need that Sreifa. You need the Eish in every Makom in order to be Sarif the Bli. We mentioned that the Rashba was not convinced that that's true. The Rashba doesn't distinguish between Hagola and Liban regarding Chamek Tzas Cham Kulo. So maybe he takes the other approach. Maybe he assumes that Liban is not Sarif as a Bli Abim Komo. Maybe he compares the two. And if he compares the two, so then Chamek Tzas Cham Kulo, the halach of Chamek Tzas Cham Kulo will be the same for both. He happens to hold, the Rashba happens to hold, that Chamek Tzas Cham Kulo is not going to work for either Hagalah, neither for Hagalah nor for Liban. But that doesn't matter. The point is, he's equating the two. So he clearly seems to assume that Liban basically is functioning the same way as Hagalah. It's just that this concept of Chamek Tzas Cham Kulo will not apply in the Hechsher process. Okay. It's clear from the Braisa that something that's Nivla Yidei Chamin requires a Hagol, and if it's Nivla Yidei Ha'esh, it requires Liban. That's what the Braisa says. Now, if you assume that Liban and Hagola really are accomplishing the same thing, they're both being maflit the Bliya from the Kli, so why, if something is Nivla Yidei Ha'esh, does it require Liban? Why can't it have Hagola? No matter what you'll say, whether you tell me that Liban accomplishes the same thing as Hagalah, or you tell me Liban is somehow fundamentally different. But the fact is, Liban accomplishes Hechsher just as much as Hagalah does. Even if it functions in a different way, Liban is surface of Liban Komo, Hagalah is not. So what? But the fact is, if you have a Bliya in the Kli, Lachar, there are two ways of getting rid of that Bliya, of taking care of that Bliya, if you will. Hagalah will be Motzi that Bliya. Liban will either be Motzi the Bliya, or it'll burn the Bliya. But there are different ways of taking care of that absorption. So why does the Braisa say that if it's Nivla Yidei Chamin, you need Hagalah? And if it's Nivla Al Yidei Ha'esh, you need Liban, and presumably that means that if it's Nivla Yidei Ha'esh, Hagalah doesn't work. Why not? Hagalah is a respectable Hechsher. So why should I say that if it's Nivla Yidei Ha'esh, it requires Liban, and Hagalah is not going to work for it? It shouldn't matter what we discussed yesterday. It shouldn't matter whether Hagalah and Liban are functioning differently. The fact is they take care of the Bli in different ways, perhaps. It's not even mukhrich to say that. The Rashba wants to say that they're exactly the same in terms of how they take care of the Bliya. It's just a different mechanism. One is a mechanism of boiling water, the other is a mechanism of fire, but they're both taking out the Bliya. But even if you want to say, like the Ra'ah, that Liban really is fundamentally different, Liban is not like Hagalah, it's sorry for some Bliya from Komo, but it takes care of the Bliya. And Hagalah also can take care of the Bliya. So why, if Nivla Al Yidei Ha'esh, do we say that you need Liban? Hagalah should be sufficient. The answer to this question is apparently a Bliya that's Nivla Al Yidei Ha'esh is somehow fundamentally different than if it's Nivla Al Yidei Chamin. And that's why, if it's Nivla Al Yidei Ha'esh, you need Dafka Liban. Ratzi Pesach Frank, in his Sefer Mikroi Kodesh in Pesach, in Chelik Beis, page I and Tess, in the footnote there, he quotes the Tzemach Tzedek, who is mistapek about this issue. What is it about a Bliya Al Yidei Ha'esh that requires you to do Liban and you can't do Hagalah for it? He says you could look at it in one of two ways. You could say that there are different layers to a Kli. Maybe a Bliya Al Yidei Chamin is Mavliya the Isser in the first layer of the Kli, the first surface of the Kli. But it's not Mavliya, it's so deeply. Maybe the idea is that if it's Nivla Yidei Ha'esh, so the Bliya becomes more embedded into the Kli. It becomes embedded even into the inner surface of the Kli. Okay, so maybe the chilik between a Bliya Yidei Ha'esh and a Bliya Yidei Chamin is how far, maybe we could even call it quantitatively, the Bliya is entering into the Kli. Is it only the first level? So if it's only the first level, we understand Hagol is sufficient to take that out. Maybe the reason why, if it's Nivla Yidei Ha'esh, you need Liban is because If it's nivla yidei ha'esh, it's more embedded into the kli. In what sense? Quantitatively, into more parts of the kli. Not only into the surface area, not only the first surface, but even the deeper layer of the kli. And that b'lias iser, in the deeper layer of the kli, is not going to be yotzei through hagala. It requires liban. That's one possibility that he has. But the second possibility that the Tzemach Tzedek suggests is that maybe the b'lias yidei ha'esh, the b'lias yidei chamin, is nivla into the kli in exactly the same way. In terms of the area of the kli in which it becomes embedded. It's embedded in the whole kli, let's say. The difference is that if it's nivla yidei ha'esh, the blia is qualitatively different. It's a stronger blia. It's a more complex blia, if you will. It's nidbak b'kli, that's his lashon. It sticks onto the kli somehow more. It's not a function of where the blia is. It's not that a blia Ayidei Chamin is only in one surface, and a Bli Ayidei Ha'esh is somehow deeper into the Kli. No, maybe it's just as deep, whether it's Ayidei Chamin, Ayidei Ha'esh, it's just as deep in the Kli. The difference is, if it's Ayidei Ha'esh, it's a stronger Bliya qualitatively, it's a more complex Bliya, it's Nidbak in the Kli more. And that kind of Bliya is not going to be Yotzei with a Hagola. Maybe that's why you need Libun. Either because Libun is going to be able to work on such a complex blia, it'll be able to be maflit that blia, it'll be motzi that blia, or maybe there is no way to work on that blia to try to be maflit it. Maybe that's exactly the point. The Libun is surface of blia b'mkom, it burns the blia in its place, because a complex blia, you can't be motzi from the kli, you can only burn it in its place, and maybe that's what Libun accomplishes. Rabbi Willig, in an article in which he wrote in the Masorah Journal many years ago, this is Chelek Dalet of the Masorah Journal, he suggested that maybe this question is what the Rishonim debate, a very interesting machlokas that both appears in the Ran and the Rosh. The Ran on Daf Lamatas Amud Beis B'Dapei Harif, right before Gemara. Iran quotes the Yesh Shemekilin Loma the Klisha Tashmisho Al Yideha Or in Bolish Tamish Babacham and Veloba Or Bahagola Sagile. Iran says there's a Yesh Mekilin that says that even if you use the Kli in fire, like a spit or a grate, etc., let's say a knife, let's say you turn over the hamburgers with a knife, but then you decide that you're not going to use it on the fire, you're only going to use it in liquid. You're only going to use it b'chamin, not b'or. So the Yesh Mekilim claim that b'hagola sagile, let's say you turned over the hamburgers with a spoon, and you decide you're not going to turn over hamburgers with a spoon, you're not going to turn over things on the grill with a spoon anymore, but rather you're going to use the spoon for soup. You're going to stir a pot of soup with that spoon. So the Yesh Mekilim claim that you can do hagola on that spoon and it's enough. Even though it was nivla yidei ha'esh, it's no problem, you can do hagola. Because you're not going to use it be'esh again. Shekol ma sheyivlo b'chamin kfar polat b'hagola rishona. The Yesh Mekilim claim the reason why hagola is enough, even though it was nivla yidei ha'esh, that's because you're only going to use it b'chamin afterwards. So whatever is going to be nivla b'chamin was nivla in the first hagola, so that's why it's fine. Zok deran, he thinks it's wrong. Ve'ein adover kain, says deran. Shekevan sheyesh bo bela shalister ad shata osro lishtamish bo ayideh ha'or shem yiflot yosef b'chamin shneim. Just like you can't use it ayideh ha'or if it was nivla ayideh ha'or without libun, you can't use it b'chamin either. Because until you're malabin that kli, hagola is not going to be motzi the bliya from the kli appropriately. So you think that the first hagola, that the hagola that you do is going to be motzi whatever bliya is going to come out when you use it in the boiling liquids, it's not going to. It's going to be motzi a little bit of the bliya. It's not going to be motzi everything. What are the Yesh Mekilim and the Ran arguing about? So Lachar, they could be arguing about this very point. If you assume that a Bli Ayideh Ha'esh is different from a Bli Ayideh Chamin because it's embedded more deeply into the Kli, so then if all I'm going to use the Kli is B'chamin, so I don't really care that the Bli remains embedded more deeply into the inner surface of the Kli. The fact is I only care about the outer surface of the Kli because that's the surface of the Kli that's going to be affected, that's the part of the Kli that's going to be affected by its usage B'chamin. So as long as I remove whatever blia there is in the outer surface of the kli, even if in the inner surface of the kli, hagola is not going to function, so what? Whatever blia is going to come out, it has come out already with the first hagola. But if I assume that a bli ayidei ha'esh is different than a bli ayidei chamin, not in the sense that it's embedded more into the kli, but because it's a more complex blia, qualitatively it's a stronger blia and it's nidbak b'kli oser, so then hagom is not going to be motzi that kind of a blia at all. It can't work on that blia. Only libun can work on that blia. So if only libun can work on that blia, you're going to have, if you do hagol, you're going to have blia remaining in every part of the kli. Because that stronger kind of bli ayidei ha'esh is going to remain if you do hagolah. So that's why the Ran claims it's not going to work. Moshe lekach, the Rosh extends what the Ran says. Moshe lekach, a kli cheres. You mentioned the Gemara Pesach on the Flamet says, HaTorah heid al kli cheres, shen yotzi midei dofio la'olam. The Torah is made on a kli cheres because it requires shvira. You have to break the kli cheres. You can't be machshir it. The Torah is being made that a kli cheres, the bli on the kli cheres is never going to leave. What does that mean it's never going to leave? You do hagolah, it's not going to leave? The answer is, of course a little bit is going to leave. But not everything, so it's going to come out very, very slowly. So even if I do one Hagolah, I can't use the Kli B'chamin, because the problem is that first Hagolah might be motzi some of the Bli, but it's not going to be motzi everything. So when I use the Kli B'chamin, it's going to be motzi part of the Bli. Zokta Rosh, the same is true over here. If it's Nivlali de Ha'esh, so now that Bli is so complex, it's a stronger Bli, it's like a Kli Cheres almost. The Bli will not be Yotze through a Hagolah completely. It'll be Yotze slowly but surely. So you can't use that Kli B'chamin, because even if you did Hagolah beforehand, you've only been motzi part of the Bliya. So that's why you really have to do a full Libun. So that's Kubil Machogas, the Yesh Mekilim, and the Ran. Whether if the Kli is Nivla Ideh Ha'esh, but you only want to use a B'chamin, can you just do Hagolah and say, that's enough! Whatever's going to come out in a future usage B'chamin, a future usage with boiling liquid, it's come out already. Or should I say, no, this Bli is more complex. The Bli is more complex. The only thing that can relate to it, the only Hechsher that can relate to it is Libun. And without a Libun, we're afraid it's going to come out slowly in every usage, B'chama, just like by a Kli Cheres. So therefore, it's going to be usher to use this Kli unless you do a Libun on the Kli. We talk a Paskin like the Ran. We Paskin the Chumra that if it's Nivla Ideh Ha'esh, you have to do a Libun. You can't do a Hagolah, even if you only want to use a B'chama afterwards. Yes?
So according to the Yesh B'chama, if you change your mind again, meaning you say you're only going to use it for chamin,
right,
and then all of a sudden you use it for
no, that you can't do. Once, if you use it on the eish, so then obviously you're going to need libun. But until you decide to use it on the eish, according to the Yesh Mekilim, this kli is mukshar. It had a hechsher. It's kosher to be used with chamin.
That's weird, because either it should be kosher or not.
It's kosher sense for what you want to use it for. It depends what you want to use it for. Right? It's partially kosher. Strange idea, but it's true. That's what the Yesh Mekilim hold. The Svar makes a lot of sense. If you assume that depending on how the Kli is used, that will determine how far the Bliya goes. So in order to use the Kli, I have to be motzi whatever Bliya is going to come out in the coming usage. So it's a good Svar. The question is it correct? So that could be the Machlokas, the Ran and the Yesh Mekilim, but that Svar really is correct. The Mordechai offers a slightly different interpretation as to the difference between Liban as opposed to Hagolah. The Mordechai, let's see this Mordechai inside. It's in a tough Samach. The Mordechai says, Omer Riva, those sakinim atzichim libun, those sakinim, those knives that require libun, if you use them in the fire, im hishchizon berechayim shel evan, dai lohem achakach behagola. Let's say you didn't do hagola, you didn't do libun, you did a third process, a third procedure. Hishchizon, you sharpen them in the millstone. So the Mordechai quotes the Riva as saying that even if it was Nivla Yidei Ha'esh and you need Libun, if you did Hashchaza plus Hagala, that's fine. Hashchaza, sharpening the Kli, plus Hagala, that's fine. How does that work? So the Mordechai says, Lefisha Libun Mo'el Kedei Lahavir HaKlipa. Libun accomplishes that it takes away the Klipa, it takes away the outer surface of the Kli. The Ha'evan Ma'vira Es HaKlipa Betov. And the Evan, the sharpening stone also removes the klipa. So as long as you've removed that klipa, then hagolah is sufficient for the rest. What's he saying? If all you have to remove is the klipa, so hashchazah should be sufficient. Why do you need hagolah? And if you have to remove the whole thing, if somehow the bli is complex, so then how can hagolah work on the inside of the kli? What's the Mordechai saying? What the Mordechai is saying is that when Isser is nivla ideh ha'esh, what happens is, there are two things that happen, right? First of all, it's nivla in the kli completely. But even if it's nivla ideh chamin, it also would be nivla in the kli completely. But in addition to being nivla in the kli completely, it's also nidbak more in the kli. There's this complex blia the stronger bliya in the surface, in the klipa. In other words, we had a chakira that the Tzemach Tzedek raised the question, do we say that a bliya al-yidei ha'esh is embedded deeper into the kli, or is it more complex wherever blios are in the kli? The Mordechai is sort of taking a third stin. He's saying both a bliya al-yidei chamin and a bliya al-yidei ha'esh is nibla completely into the kli, but a bliya al-yidei ha'esh does something extra. It's also a complex bliya in the klipa. It's not a complex bliya throughout the kli, it's a complex bliya in the klipa. It's a stronger bliya. It's nidbak yosher in the kli, in the klipa. So he says liba normally accomplishes two things. First of all, it burns the bliya bimkomo, or it's maflit the bliya from the whole kli. But that haflata does not work for the complex bliya that's there in the klipa. So it also removes the klipa of the kli as well. That's what liba is doing. Liban is not only sarfas ablia b'mkom, or let's say it's maflit the blia from the entire kli, but it also burns up the klipa, because without burning up the klipa, you still have a complex blia in that klipa, Elyona, and you're not going to be able to use the kli. So that's what the Mordechai says, that if you mashchiz, if you sharpen the kli, so the klipa Elyona is going to be removed anyway, even without liban. So once the klipa elyona is going to be removed without liban, then you don't need liban to remove the rest of the bliya, because the rest of the bliya isn't complex. The Mordechai assumes that this complex bliya, this higher level bliya, stronger bliya that only exists in the klipa of the kli, not deep into the kli. Deep in the kli, you got the same bliya, whether it's nivlai dechamen or it's nivlai deish. It doesn't matter. Same kind of bliya. So for the bliya that's embedded deeper into the kli, since it's a regular kind of a bliya, hagala would have been sufficient. The reason why normally you need liban is because in addition to this bliya that's embedded throughout the kli, there's also a bliya that's more complex in the surface of the kli. Liban is necessary to remove that klipa. So hashchaza, the Mordechai claims, can take the place of liban, because hashchaza, sharpening the kli, will remove that klipa. Totally takes off that klipa. So once you take off the klipa, the only bliya that you have in the rest of the kli is a regular kind of bliya. Either liban or hagala will work to remove that bliya. It's interesting. What comes out from this Mordechai is that liban actually is designed to remove the klipa of the kli, which is really what the Gemara in Daf Ayin Vav had said. Achatasha klipasan. We interpreted achatasha klipasan as meaning it's an indicator of a certain temperature. Right, Rav Moshe was quoted in the Sefer Hagalas Kalim as saying Achatasha Klipasan means 700 degrees. Rav Moshe assumes that it's not literally Achatasha Klipasan; it's a similar davar. It's a similar kach that it's a very strong temperature. The Mordechai is not really saying that. The Mordechai seems to be saying that there's some kind of physical removal of the surface of the kli that has to take place through the liban. So what would come out from the Mordechai, Rabbi Willig, I think, points this out in that article. What would come out from this Mordechai is that our modern day ovens, which are treated in some way, so that the surface of the oven never gets ruined through any heat, so you're not going to be able to take off that klipa. You're not going to have any tzotzos nitzin. The klipa is not going to come off. So according to the Mordechai, you'll have a big problem. You won't be able to have a liban at all on such a kli. We don't paskin like this, Mordechai said, but it's a big chumrah. We assume that shatasha klipasan just means it has to reach a certain temperature. So it reaches that temperature. Let's say you have a self-cleaning oven. Even if the oven is treated and the klipa of the oven is not coming off, same klipa that you had before is still there. The klipa is not coming off, but you have that heat. So if you don't paskin like this Mordechai, you're fine. You're fine as long as you have that self-cleaning oven. It's reaching that level. That's okay. We want to be makel even more to say that as long as you have that liban kal, you're using it in the same temperature that you used it for the first time for the blias issa to enter into the klipa. It's also okay. But even if you assume you need a liban gomer, as they call it, but liban gomer just means a certain temperature level. According to the Mordechai, liban gomer means something much more than that. It means that the surface actually has to come off. That's why he equates hashchaza to liban. If the surface actually has to come off, then it could be that if the oven is treated, then there really is no way to be malabin it, even with the self-cleaning mode, because the surface still is not going to be coming off. So it's a good thing we don't paskin like this Mordechai, because if we did, we'd be in big trouble. Yes?
I'm just curious, is this where the foam cup comes from? That I've seen some people actually have those like insulated boxes that they put inside.
Inserts.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. It does come from this. If you have an oven that's not self-cleaning, so then it could be that for Shari Surim we might be willing to be Mekil to say that you could put the oven up to the highest temperature, and that's it. But for Pesach, Chumer de Chameis because of the Chi of Kareis, etc. So there are poskim who are Machmir. who assume that even if during the year we'd be willing to be Magni, move into a new home as we described yesterday, and we assume that the oven was used by a non-Jew for Tarfus, Nevela, and Bas B'cholov, etc., so we're willing to be Mekel for Dayan Weiss. Right? Dayan Weiss is Tshuva, that he assumed that Libun Kal is enough, as long as that we do say Kibbola Kachpolto when it comes to Libun. That might be true when it comes to Shari Surim, but when it comes to Chametz or Pesach, since that's the Chi of Kores, and it's also B'mashu, so many poskim on Machmer, they would assume that you should have an insert, you should put an insert into the oven, if you don't have a self-cleaning oven. Yet there are many who are Machmer for that. Okay, let's go weiter in the Gemara. Yes, Jerry.
Would this mean if you required a Haggalah, you could leave one instead, according to this?
If you require Haggalah and you did Libun instead, would anyone say that that does not work? Or everyone would say that that should work.
Is that, I mean, if it's...
Because Libun is a stronger Hersha than Haggalah.
But if it's only, according to the Mordechai, if it's only taking off that...
No, it's doing both. The Mordechai doesn't say that whenever you do Libun, you need a Haggalah as well. He's saying if you don't do Libun, if you only do Hashchaza, Hashchaza has one part of Libun. Haggalah has the other part of Libun. But Libun, if you do Libun itself, you'll have both elements. Both the complex blia in the surface will be removed because you're taking off the whole surface, and the non-complex blia, but which is embedded in the entire clay, will also be removed.
So Hashchaza plus Haggalah equals Libun?
Right, according to the Mordechai, exactly. The Gemara concluded the Braisa on Daf Ayin Hamad Beis by saying, let's say a person uses the kli without doing heksha, what's the din? So there's a machlokas tanoim, two different brises. One brise says also, one brise says muta. The stira, how could that be? Says the Gemara, lo kasha, hakamad amenos in tam lefgam asa, hakamad amenos in tam lefgam muta. One brise is going like the madam who says, no sin tam lefgam, if the item puts a bad taste into the tavshil, it's not going to ask the tavshil. Nosen tam lefgam is mutter. And the other one says, nosen tam lefgam also, that even if it's tam lefgam, it's not nosen tam lishvach. Normally, if you have a piece of meat, it's not spoiled, so it'll be nosen tam lishvach in the tavshil. So similarly, you have a bli inside the kli, so at first glance you would say, it's nosen tam lishvach into the tavshil. So the Gemara says, no, the machlokas, the brises, is whether nosen tam lefgam is mutter or nosen tam lefgam also. So when exactly are we talking about? So let's see the Gemara Vaita. When are you using this kli? So the Gemara asks like this, we know that the Torah asks Giulei of the Kochavim. The term Pashas Mata says that in order to use the kli, you got to be Machsha the kli. So that means Giulei of the Kochavim. Giulei means what spits out of the kli. Haflata. Giul means haflata. What's going to spit out of the kli, if you use the kli, the Akum used the kli and he was Mavliya into the kli, there's a bli and absorption, Giul means it's going to be nifla from the kli. So why did the Torah ask the Giuli of the Kochavim? They say you have to be machshir the kli. So Amar Rav Chiya Breid Rav Huna lo asa Torah la kedera bas yoma. Rav Chiya Breid Rav Huna says it must be that the Torah only asked the kedera bas yoma, a kedera that's been used today. There hasn't been time, there hasn't been a day that's passed after the usage of the kli. The lav nosin tam lef gamhu. That's not nosin tam lef gam. If it's not nosin tam lef gam, if it's nosin tam lef shvach, so then that's going to be osa. So according to the Madam Nosen Tam Lefgam Mutter, Minat Torah after Bas Yoma, after the Keder is no longer called the Keder Bas Yoma, we'll have to describe what that means. So Nosen Tam Lefgam is Mutter. It'll be Nosen Tam Lefgam will be Mutter. Mikan Ve'elech Lishteri, so after this stage of Keder Bas Yoma, so then it should be Mutter to use the Kli. So the Gemara just adds, because the Gezer Keder Shein Bas Yoma, Mishum Keder Bas Yoma. There's a Gezer Midrabanan to use even a Keder Shein Bas Yoma. A kedera she'ena bas yoma, we assume, is nosen tam lefgam. A kedera bas yoma is nosen tam lishvach. Kedera bas yoma means a kedera in the day that it was used. There hasn't been time elapsed, enough time elapsed after the usage of the kli, in order to look at it as nosen tam lefgam. So that certainly is asa. That's the Torah requires all hechsher kelim for kedera bas yoma. But kedera she'ena bas yoma, lechart should be mutter. Mutter to use lechatchila because it's nosen tam lefgam. So the Gemara says, "Min atar it's taka mutter, mid rabbanon it's asa gzera keder shen bas yoma mishum keder bas yoma." Says the Gemara, "Ve'idach," and the Mandamru says, "Nosen tam lefgam." How did he know that nosen tam lefgam? Why shouldn't he assume that Nosan Tam Lefgam is... Why should he assume Nosan Tam Lefgam is Asr? How do you know Nosan Tam Lefgam is Asr? Why shouldn't he assume like the Madam and Nosan Tam Lefgam is Mutter? And the Torah only asks Keder Bas Yoma. It says the Gemara, V'idha Keder Bas Yoma Nami Mifkam Pogma. The Madamer who holds Nosan Tam Lefgam is Asr, he holds that even a Keder Bas Yoma, even a Keder, right after you have used it, it already is Nosan Tam Lefgam a little bit. So if it's already Nosan Tam Lefgam a little bit, it turns out there's no clay akum that's not going to be Nosan Tam Lefgam. So the question comes back, why did the Torah require B'nai Yisrael to be machshu all the kelim that they got from Midyan? It's all Nosan Tam Lefgam, even if the guy used it, but it's Nosan Tam Lefgam. So what's the problem? So this man, the Amr, must hold that even a Keder Bas Yoma is a little bit Lefgam. And because it's Mifgam Pogma, and nevertheless the Torah required Hechsher, that shows you that Nosan Tam Lefgam is Aser. That's the Gemara. So this Gemara actually has a parallel earlier. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and the Samach Zayin Amabeis close to Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rib Shimon as to whether Nosan Tam Lefgam is Aser or Mutter. Those are the days in Tanoim. And the Gemara says Rabbi Meir actually derives his position of Nosan Tam Lefgam Aser from Giyulei Ode Kochavim, Giyulei Midyan. Why? Because he assumes again that Keder Bas Yoma Nami Mifkam Pagma, it has to be at least a little bit Pagam. And nevertheless, the Torah requires Hechsher for Klei Midyan. So what do you see from that, Reb Meir says? Don't you see clearly the Nosan Tam Lefgam is Aser? Reb Shimon responds, no, you got it all wrong. Those Pesukim are talking about what? Keder Bas Yoma. Keder Bas Yoma, I disagree with you, Rabbi Meir. You think that Keder Bas Yoma is also Nosan Tam Lefgam? I disagree. It's not Nosan Tam Lefgam if it's Bas Yoma. That's what the Torah asked. Keder Shein Bas Yoma min HaTorah is Takamuta, because that's Nosan Tam Lefgam. I admit to you that Nosan Tam Lefgam, excuse me, I say Nosan Tam Lefgam is Mutter. You want to say Nosan Tam Lefgam is also because every Kli has to be Nosan Tam Lefgam? That's not true. Reb Shimon says Keder Bas Yoma is not Nosan Tam Lefgam. That's why it's also. It's Nosan Tam Lefshvach. If it were Nosan Tam Lefgam, which is what Keder Shein Bas Yoma is, then Takat should be Mutter. Okay, so that's the Machlokas Tanoim. What does Keder Bas Yoma mean? How long is a Keder considered Bas Yoma? When does it become Eina Bas Yoma? So Rashi writes, Bas Yoma Shabishaba Ove Kochavim Hayom, that the non-Jew cooked in the Kli today. Aval Bishaba Esmol Kfar Hefig Batama Belinas Laila. Rashi says, if the non-Jew cooked in the Kli yesterday, the Tam already has turned. Belinas Laila. Since the night has passed already, the Kli hasn't been used for a night, it's already hefek batam, v'shuk ha-shepolta batam shalachar, eino elo lefgam. When it comes out into the tavshel, it will only be lefgam, it'll only be a bad taste. It won't be a positive taste, it'll be a negative taste. What does Rashi say? How long is it called keder bas yoma? Only for the first day. Not less than 24 hours, even less than that. Let's say a person cooks late in the afternoon, and then he allows alinas laila. He doesn't use the kli at night. So Rashi would say that's already Keder Shein Bas Yoma, and then Min HaTorah it should be mutter to use that kli. It's only Gzeira Midrabbanan not to use such a kli. Linas Laila, that's what Rashi says. Linas Laila. And Tosus quotes this Rashi. Pirush Bekonchi Shabishaba Ovi Kochav Mayom, Avon Bishaba Esmal Kvar Hufak Taim Linas Laila. Mashmala Perusha says Tosus Linas Laila Pogemas Velo Be'inan Me'es Leis. Tosus from Rashi, you see that Me'es la'es is not necessary. You don't need a 24-hour period that the kli hasn't been used. Alinas laila is sufficient. V'chein pireish Rabbeinu Tam, the linas laila pogemes. Rabbeinu Tam also says linas laila pogemes. It's enough to have a night that you didn't use the kli. Bekula. Right? If I use the kli in the afternoon, or in the morning, whatever, I don't need 24 hours. Once the next morning comes, as long as I had a linas laila that I wasn't using the kli, if I cooked in the kli in the middle of the night, we'll talk about that later. But as long as I didn't have if I had a linas laila, according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, that should be 100% correct. Setosus, that should be 100% mutter. Setosus explains, Ki lo haya derech biyamim kadmonim levasho balayla. It wasn't normal to cook at night. Why is Tosus saying it wasn't normal to cook at night? Because Tosus is assuming, as we'll discuss later, that linas laila is supposed to be the whole night. It's not enough to have part of the night. So if linas laila has to be the whole night, Tosus is claiming it wasn't normal for them to cook at night. They couldn't see what they were doing. They were cooked by day. So once you have the linas laila, then it's nosan tam lefgam. And according to Madama, nosan tam lefgam, mutter, then it'll be mutter. That's a kederish she'ena bas yoma. So he brings the raya. How do I know that it wasn't normal for them to cook at night? So he says, "Kedemasha v'perakama de brachas." The beginning of brachas talking about kriyashma shel arvis. Bizmanim shekavu lekriyashma bizman shchiva bekohanim v'aniim v'chalodam. All these different zmanim when people come in to eat their food and people come in for the suda, whether it's erev Shabbos or during the week, etc. So Tos apparently is assuming if people are coming in to eat, then the cooking is over. So the cooking is over, makes sense that they're not going to cook at night, because Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is at the beginning of the night, at Seisa Kochavim. So that's the raya that they didn't cook at night. It's a raya from the halacha, so to speak, from the braisas over there at the beginning of Masechta Brachos. It says Tosfos, since they didn't cook at night, that's why Rabbi Natan and Rashi could say that Linas Laila is enough. Okay. Let's read Tosfos carefully. Let's talk about the rayas. Tosfos is going to bring a bunch of rayas that Linas Laila is enough. This is a very important shaila. Is Linas Laila sufficient? Rabbi Natan and Rashi are the authors of this position, that Linas Laila is enough. You don't need 24 hours in order for the Kli to be called a Keder Shein Bas Yoma. Even Linas Laila is enough. So Tosfos says, V'zecha ledover, the Linas Laila mikri ibur tsura. Why should I assume Rabbi Natan and Rashi are correct? What's the raya I can give to you? He doesn't call it a raya. He says, Zecha ledover, some kind of a memory, some kind of a way of remembering this idea, some kind of a linkage, if you will, that Linas Laila is sufficient to make the Kedera into a Kedera Sheinu Bas Yoma, to make it Nosen Tam Lefgam, is because Linas Laila produces Ibur Tzura. What does Ibur Tzura mean? Ibur Tzura is a din in Kodshim. Gemara in Psachim on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Bey says that if someone has Kodshim and it's Nifsal Begufo, let's say it's Pigul, let's say it became Tomei, so then it's Nisraf Miyad, Yisarif Miyad, Kol Shepsul Begufo, Yisarif Miyad. B'damu B'baylim Tu'uba Tzurasan V'yotzim L'beis HaSreifa. Gemara in Daf Lamed Daled says that there's a distinction whether the Kodshim of Psul Begufo, or there's a psul in the dam that was supposed to be put on the mizbeach, or a psul in the bailim for whom the carbon is being brought. If it's a psul in the dam, a psul in the bailim, these are external to the carbon. So then the Mishnah, the Braisa, what is this? This is a Gimel on the base. Looks like it's a Braisa. Braisa also quoted in Psach Mandafa and Gimel on the base. So the Braisa says that it needs Ibur Tzura. If it's only bedam or bebailim, the psul, so then it needs Ibur Tzura before it's Yotzi L'Beis HaSreifa. But if it's Psul Begufo, then you serve Miyad. Psul Begufo, Mamish, the Gufa Korban is Posel, it's Tomei, it's Pigul, whatever. So then it's going to be Nisraf Miyad. So Tos is saying, the Raya, that the Rabbi Natan and Rashi are correct, that Linas Laila is enough to make it Nosen Tam Lefgam, is the fact that there's a din of Ibur Tzura in Kodshim. Ibur Tzura in Kodshim. You see, Ibur Tzura is after Linas Laila, he assumes. So therefore, Linas Laila Pogemes. He says, Avid Varam Kalvachomer, Im Ochel Shuba'en Ma'abit Zeresa Belaila, Kolshkin Isser Hanivla Bekedera. Ibut Zur is still a kachim that you haven't even cooked into a pot. It's kachim, a piece of the animal. So if you can have Ibut Zura in a Be'en, in something tangible, even after Linas Laila, certainly in the Bli inside the Kedera, you can have Ibut Zura as well. That's his Rayim. So, Lechor, if you think about it, I mean, when you read the Tosis, you got to read it carefully with the Raya, trying to understand what Tosis is saying. If you think about it, this Raya is a little bit difficult. What is Ibur Tzura? Let's try to understand what Ibur Tzura and Kachim, we're not learning Kachim here, but let's try to briefly, simply understand what Ibur Tzura and Kachim means, and see if it really applies to Keder Sheinu Bas Yoma in terms of Isser Veheter. So, what does Ibur Tzura mean? Rabbi Nachananel, on the side of the Gemara, the Yamsachim, and the Aflamadal and Mabay, is writes as follows. He says, Tu'uba Tzuroso means, where is this? Tu'uba Tzuroso, klomar, kol zman sheyitochen sheyeochel manichen oso, etc. Ad sheyasriach v'yishane mitzuras bosa she'iev shelahe ochel klau v'yetzil esreifa. Rabbi Nachananel says Tu'uba Tzuroso means yasriach, it has to get smelly, it has to get spoiled. Ibur Tzura, the form of the item has passed, the form of the item is no longer there. What does it mean the form of the item is no longer there? It's spoiled. The Rambam in the Perashah Mishnayis later on, and that Pei Beis and Mebeis says the same thing. The Rambam writes, "V'te'uba tzerasa hu sheyishar ad sheyisapesh v'yafsid," till it becomes spoiled. So l'chora, according to Rabbi Nachman and the Rambam, we can't understand the Tosis comparison at all. Linas Lila is going to produce spoilage like that in the Beliah of the Kedera? Well, what's he saying? The Zecha Ladova that Linas Lila is enough to make it a Kedera Shinabas Yom and now it's Nosan Tam of Gam is Ibur Tzura. Rabbi Nachman and the Rambam say Ibur Tzura means it's spoiled. You can't burn the Kachim if it's not Pasul Begufo until it's spoiled. If it's spoiled, then it's Yotzei L'Beis HaSareifa, but before it's spoiled, not. So what's the connection? Rashi has a little bit of a different interpretation in Pesachim. Rashi says, you know what? Rashi and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis says, what's Ibur Tzura? Ibur Tzura, he says, hu psul lina the havalei psula begufa. Rashi says, Ibur Tzura means lina. Lina slila. What happens after lina? He says it becomes nosar. Becomes nosar. In fact, on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, Rashi writes, kevan shalona balayla harehi nosar v'ton sreifa v'nisraf. According to Rashi, it sounds like Ibur Tzura doesn't mean that physically has to get spoiled, but rather that once the din noser is chal, so then you burn it. What is Rashi saying? I mean, basically both, all of them afarshim are saying, if the carbon is nifsal begufo, then of course it's nisraf. If it's not nifsal begufo, if it's only nifsal bedam or bebailim, so then the carbon really is not tohen sreifa. There's nothing intrinsically bad about this carbon. So what's the matir? What's the matir to be sorry for it? It's a bizayon of kachim to be sorry for it if the carbon looks perfectly fine. It's possible anyway. But it's a bizayon of the kachim, so to speak, to burn it. So you need ibur tzura in order that it shouldn't be a bizayon of the kachim. So some rishonim hold it's got to spoil. If it spoils, there's no bizayon to spoil. There's no bizayon to burn it because no one would want to eat it at that point. Rashi says you have to wait until it becomes noser, even if it's not spoiled completely. Once it becomes noser, you can burn it. Why? Why? Because then the psul is no longer only bedam or bebailim. Then the psul is what? Begufo. Because kachim that are noser are nifso begufo. That means the gufa carbon. That carbon is possible. It's no worse than tamei. It's no worse than pigul. If the dam became tamei, that doesn't relate to the basa. But if the basa itself became tamei, or the basa itself is pigul, because he had a machshava of pigul when he shechted the carbon, or the basa itself became noser, so then obviously it's tohen sreifa. So Rashi is learning that ibur tzura doesn't mean that the item got spoiled. It means that the item became noser. But even according to Rashi, the question comes back. What's Tosis' comparison? Tosis is saying, I'll bring you Raya Zecha Ladover, that Linas Laila Pogemes, that once you have a Linas Laila, so the Keter is now viewed as Keter, Shinabas Yoma, it's Nosen Tam Lefgam. And the Manda Amin Nosen Tam Lefgam Mutter would say it's Mutter. The Zecha Ladover is Ibur Tzura. You see, Ibur Tzura, if the Linas Laila is enough. So first of all, Rabbi Nachmanal and the Rambam might say that Linas Laila is not enough to be called Ibur Tzura. You need spoilage. And spoilage doesn't really compare to Linas Laila of Kedera Bas Yama. The Belia in the Dauphin of the Kedera is not going to be spoiled after one night. After 6 hours, after 8 hours, going to be spoiled. It's hard to believe. Moreover, according to Rashi, who is the one who's claiming that Bas Yama is a function of Linas Laila, Rashi himself says that Ibur Tzura doesn't mean that it has to be spoiled. It means that it has to have a dinosa. It's a din of Linas Laila, not because of spoilage, because of Noser. But Nosen Tam Lefgam is not related to Noser. Nosen Tam Lefgam is related to a Tam Pogum. So what's the comparison? Yeah, both happen to be halachas that relate to Linas Laila, but they have nothing to do with each other. So why should I bring a raya from Ibur Tzura, Linas Laila of Ibur Tzura, to Linas Laila of Nosen Tam Lefgam if they have nothing to do with each other? So some achronim give different answers. I saw someone to say, based on a comment that the Mikdash David has. Mikdash David is a beautiful sefer on Taros and Zeroyim and Kochim. I think they say over that the Brisky Rav said that the Mikdash David had to be written with the Ruach HaKodesh. It was it's such an amazing sefer. Mamish, an amazing sefer. The Mikdash David, in Simon Yud Zayin, Os Dalid, he says you got to look at all the Rashis carefully. Many achronim look at. We're not even going to look at all the Rashi's. We're not here to learn kachim, but just to work on the Raya of Tosis. Mikdash David says, if you look carefully at the Rashi on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph Himsochim, that daf where this halach is quoted, Rashi writes the following. I read to you part of the Rashi, the last part, but let me read to you the beginning of Rashi. Rashi says, "Utu ubat tzurasa hainu psul lina. Ibur tzura is a psul lina, becomes nosa. Ibur tzuras maris bosa belinas laila achasu." it's the passing of the tsuras maris basar, meaning the change of the physical complexion of the meat, after linas laila echa, v'kevet shalana b'layla harei nosar, v'ton srefa v'nisraf. So at the end of the Rashi, Rashi focuses on the fact that once there's linas laila achas, you have your nosar, it became nosar, and once it became nosar, it's ton srefa. But what did Rashi add at the beginning? Rashi says, ibr tsuras maris basar b'linas laila achasu. Rashi is saying that there will be an ibr tsura, a physical change to the tsura of the basar, even after linas laila achas. In fact, Rashi might be implying that the reason why the basar becomes nosar after linas laila achas is because there's an ibr tsura. Not only is there a halacha that it becomes nosar after lina, but there's a physical change to the basar. Is it misapesh? Is it spoiled? Maybe it's not spoiled, but there's an ibr tsura. There's a change to the complexion of the basar already. Maybe it's already nosin tam lefgam a little bit. So maybe the comparison Tosis is making is that, look, according to Rashi, it's not just a din that after linas laila achas, there's nosar, the shame nosar is chal on this basar, and therefore it's ton srefa, that's why you can burn it. No, even Rashi says that it's related to some physical change of the object. And he brings a very beautiful raya. The Gemara Shavuos on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says that Ketores never becomes possible Belina. Let's say you put Ketores, you put incense into a Kli Sharis. So, and then you don't bring it up as Ketores, and a day passes, a 2 days pass, 3 days pass. Maybe it should become possible Belina. It was Niskadesh B'Kli Sharis, and now it wasn't brought on the Mizbeach, or it wasn't brought where it should, right? It wasn't burnt on the Mizbeach HaKetores, so maybe it should become Pasa Belina. The Gemara Shavuos says Ketores is never Nisa Belina. Why? Hoil v'tsurasa kol hashana. Since its form is kol hashana. What does that mean, its form is kol hashana? So the Mikdash David says, he quotes Rashi there in Shavuos. Rashi explains that Ketores never gets spoiled, meaning there's no change to the Ketores. It just sits there. It's like salt. Salt never changes in its form, no matter how much it sits out. So there can't be psolina. What does lina mean? Lina is like nosa. There can't be psolina in Ketores because there's never any physical change to the Ketores. What do you see from that? That nosa is not only a function of time, it's a function of physical change to the object too. So that's, if that's true by Ketores, meaning that there's no din of nosa, no din of lina, if you will. There's no nosa by Ketores, but there's no din of lina by Ketores because there's no physical change to the Ketores. So we can understand that in light of Rashi and Psachim, who says that the regular din of Ibur Tsura is not just so that the din Noser will be chal on this basar, but that there will be a physical change to the basar, and that's gufa why the din Noser is going to be chal. The chi of Srev is because this basar is not the same as it was before. It's not basar kachim that should be brought on the Mizbeach, because there has been an Ibur Tsura, there has been a physical change to the basar. Without a physical change to the basar, Rashi would never say that there's a din of nosa, just like Torah's kol hashana, there's no psul of lina. So once we understand Rashi that way, then it's taka a good raya. The raya from Ibur Tsura is that Ibur Tsura does require a physical change to the object, because that is the factor that allows the dinosa to be chal to begin with. So if Ibur Tsura only requires linas laila achas, according to Rashi, so then taka makes sense. What Rashi says, that keder bas yoma is only the first day. Once you have a linas laila achas, then it's keder shein bas yoma, and according to Madat Oinos in of Gam, mutter, it's going to be mutter. Okay, this is raya number one of Tosfos. Let's move a little bit down. Let's skip a little bit. Actually, you know what? Let's go further. We'll skip later. V'lishna de bas yoma mashra shebishal b'hayom. Tosfos goes further. He says, and the lashon of keder bas yoma also sounds like that bas yoma is a function of whether there was a linas laila achas. Bas yoma today doesn't say meyes leis. It says bas yoma. Sounds like linas laila is not bas yoma. Tomorrow is not today. Linas laila should be sufficient. Midloka amar lo asur torah la kedera meyes leis. Says bas yoma. So bas yoma sounds like Linas Laila would make it a Keder Shein Bas Yoma. So says Tosfos like this. Let's try to understand what Linas Laila Achas means. V'davka sham the kala laila b'lo bishul. It has to be davka that you haven't used the kli for an entire night. Why for an entire night? Maybe Amud HaShachar is enough. Maybe if I stop somewhere in the middle of the night, it's enough to be called a Linas Laila Achas. So Tosfos she'en yadu amagorim lahafigatam. It's unclear what causes the change of taste. What changes the taste from tam l'shvach into tam l'fgam? Tchilas halayla, o sofo, o kulo. We don't know what causes the change. Is it the beginning of the night? Is it the end? Is it the middle? Avol me'es la'es lo be'ina. One thing I can tell you is you don't need 24 hours. But you need a whole night, because we don't know what part of the night is going to be mefik tam, is going to cause it to be nosen tam l'fgam. So later on, skipping a little bit, Tosfos wants to bring a raya later on that maybe Taka you need the entire night. Not because of a suffix, but because it's the entire night that really causes the belia to become nosen hafgam. It's not just the transition from night to day, but it's the entire night. V'yesh ledaktek the sof laila levad eino gori. I'll bring you a raya that sof laila is not going to cause the belia to become tam lefgam. It's got to be kulo, ela kulo. Why? We keep coming back to this. After you are mevashel a carbon chatas in the kli, the Torah requires that if it's a kli cheres, you need shvira, and if it's a kli nechoshes, you need mariku shtifa. Mariku shtifa. So the pashup shah, the way we explain mariku shtifa, mariku means hagola, and shtifa means betzonen, washing it in cold. Mariku means bechamen and hot. And shtif is bitzon. That's the chacham. Not all shittas hold like that. We'll get to it in a moment. So why do you need mariku shtifa in kli nechoshes, and why do you need shvira in kli cheres? So it says Tosfos, l'man d'amar nosen tam l'fgam mutter, meaning even according to the man d'amar nosen tam l'fgam mutter, you still need mariku shtifa by kli nechoshes and shvira by kli cheres. Now why? V'amai. Halo mutter levasha bo lechatchila achar amud ha-shachar. After amud ha-shachar, you can be mevasha lechatchila min ha-Torah in these kalim. Why? What's Tosfos saying? The Rosh embellishes a little bit. He adds some to Tosfos. But Tosfos saying is this. If you were to hold that Lina Slayla Pogemis means that it's enough just to have the end of the night, the transition from night to day. So even though we started off in the Tosfos by saying that it wasn't normal for them to cook at night, that's for regular people. People who are cooking chulin, they're not going to cook at night. Because what's the point? It's hard for them to cook. They've eaten supper already, so what's the point? But if you're cooking kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, you want to cook at night, because you're afraid if you don't cook things up, if you don't eat them, they're going to become nosa. So it is normal, says the Rosh, to cook in the Beis HaMikdash even at night. So what is Tosfos saying? Since in the Beis HaMikdash they will cook at night, if you'll tell me that Linas Laila Pogemis will apply even if you cook during the night, the key is that in that split second, the transition of Sof HaLaila, you're not cooking at all. And that's what's pogame the kli. If that's the case, so then why did the Torah require shvir by kli cheres and mariku shtifa by kli nechoshes? At first glance, shvir by kli cheres and mariku shtifa by kli nechoshes are what? They're types of hechsher. I mean, shvir is not hechsher. It's just basically saying you can't be machsher kli cheres, because the Torah is made on a kli cheres that the bli is never going to come out. So you got to break it. Mariku shtifa and kli nechoshes is a hechsher. What do you need the hechsher for? If you tell me linas laila pogemes, and for linas laila, all you need is what? The transition between night and day, so you can cook the entire night. The entire night, from the beginning, from Shkia, to Seisak HaChavim, 12 o'clock, Chatzos, it doesn't matter. Cook until 3 o'clock in the morning. Amud HaShachar comes, you're not cooking. If in the transition between night and day, you're not cooking, you have Yelina Slayla, it's Pogemes. And if it's Pogemes, and we hold Nosen Tam Lefgam Mutter, Minat Torah, it's perfectly Mutter to use this Kli. So why do you need Mariko Shtifa? That's Nosen Kash. Must be that to have Lina Slayla Pogemes, you need the whole night. So since they were going to be using the kli throughout the night, you don't have linas laila. You don't have linas laila. There's no pogam. It's nosen tam l'shvach. If it's nosen tam l'shvach, that's why you need the hechsher. That was the raya of Tosfos. So how can we reject this raya? Seems like a gevaldik raya. The raya that you must hold. First of all, you have to hold linas laila. Again, if you were to hold Linas Laila Pogemes, that means the entire night. If you hold Linas Laila Pogemes, that means the entire night. I mean, if you don't hold Linas Laila Pogemes, if you hold it, you need 24 hours, so everything is beautiful. You need 24 hours, so even if you didn't cook the whole night, the fact is, it's not going to be a Keder Shein Bas Yoma, even if 15 hours passed between your cooking. 20 hours, you need 24 hours, that's not an issue. But if you hold Linas Laila Pogemes, don't think it's the split second of transition between night and day, because if that's the case, we don't understand why should you need mariku shtifa by kli nechoshes. Is there any rejection to this raya? Is there any way to be docha this raya? So Rishonim have two important dechiyos to this right. One, a lumdish dechiya. They're both lumdish, but one is very lemaisa for issues of Hechsher Kelim, which we'll get back to several times, Mirtz Hashem, in the future. The Rush says he doesn't understand what the Raya is v'chlal. Again, the Raya is, if you hold Linas Laila Pogemes, is enough to make the Keder into a Keder Shein Basiyama, to make Nosen Tam Lefgam, and Linas Laila Pogemes means just the transition time, the Sof HaLaila, so what do you need Mariko Shtiva by Kli Nechoshes? There's no need for Hechsher. If you weren't cooking in that Kli at the split second when there's a transition between night and day, the Kli is Mutter because there's Nosen Tam Lefgam. So the Rush answers, he says, maybe Mariko Shtifa and Shvira are not types of Hechsher. Maybe they're a mitzvah. Mitzvah so bekach. Torah puts a mitzvah. There's so many different mitzvahs in Kachem. Maybe it's just a mitzvah. And he brings a riot. He says, look, there's a Machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim, what Mariko Shtifa is. Machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim on Daf Tzadi Vav in Zvachim. Rebbe holds Mariko Shtifa is not what I described to you before. Rebbe holds both Mariko and Shtifa are bitzonin. They're both in cold water. Cold water. Different rinsings in cold water. You're not being magil anything, according to Rebbe. So, if you're not kashering the kli, what's the point? Washing it off. Very nice. What's the point? The answer is it's a mitzvah. The Torah wants you to do Mariko Shtifa. The Chachamim hold that Mariko is Bechamin. Mariko is like Hagala. But the Chachamim hold that you need this Shtifa Bitsone. What is Shtifa? Bitsone? Cold water? The cold water is not doing anything. It's not being machsh or anything, so what do you need the shtifa b'tzonin? Even from the Chachamim you see that there's some mitzvah component over here. So from both Rebbe and the Chachamim you see that parts of Mariko Shtifa, or maybe the whole thing, is a mitzvah. So it's such a pella to say that the whole Mariko Shtifa is a mitzvah? Maybe the whole Mariko Shtifa, even if it's Mariko b'chamin or shtifa b'tzonin, maybe the whole thing is a mitzvah. Meaning, even if you're talking about a kli that's no sintam of gam, because you had your linas laila, even if the linas laila... Even if to have linas laila is enough to not be cooking in the kli b'sof hayom, b'sof halayla, right, for the transition of laila into day, even if that's sufficient, so now you have your kli that's nosen tam of gam, so what do I do Mariko Shtifa for? Because kach gozer ha-torah, it's exeris ha-kosev, it's a mitzvah. There's no raya that linas laila pogamas has to be the whole night, because if it's just the last part of the night, so then I should never need Mariko Shtifa. No, I'll need Mariko Shtifa, even if the kli is nosen tam of gam, who cares? The fact is, there's a mitzvah. Just like we find Tanoim are saying Mariko Shtifa in general, or parts of it could be a mitzvah. They say Mariko Shtifa is a mitzvah, so what's the shaila? There's no raya at all, the Rosh claims. This is the Rosh's dichui, Tosis kashin. Tosis raya, I should say. But the Ran has another rejection to the raya, a very important principle. Ran says, you know why he thinks that the raya of Tosis is not a good raya? He says, what's a keder shein of asyamla? Keder Shein Basiyom is Nosen Tam Lefgam. Yeah, where is it Nosen Tam Lefgam? The Bli, I have a Bli assist in it. Where, what is Nosen Tam Lefgam? Is the Bli a Nosen Tam Lefgam in the Kedera? Is it Pogum in the Kedera? What's the other option? It's not Pogum in the Kedera. But when it comes out of the Kedera, when you cook something in the Kedera, now the Bli is going to come out of the Kedera, and it's going to come into the Tavshil, it'll be Pogum in the Tavshil. What's the halacha? This is a very important question. A lot of Rishonim touch on this question. Is the Bli a pogrom in the walls of the Kedera? Or should we say, no, the Bli is not pogrom in the walls of the Kedera. Say it's perfectly good Bli. But because the Bli is inside of this Kedera, when it comes out, it's going to be Lefkam. Says the Ran, he thinks in the Dofnei HaKedera, it's not pogrom at all. It's Lishvach in the Dofnei HaKedera. But you'll just never taste it in the dofen because you're not eating the wall of the pot. Chazal understood that the belia inside the dofen of the kedera is going to be nosen tam lefgam when it comes out into the tavshil. That's why it's not going to ask for the tavshil. But says the Ran, since the belia b'dofnei hakedera is really lishvach, the raya of tosis is no raya. What's the raya? The raya of tosis is if all you need for linas laila pogemis is the sof halayla. So why does the Torah require Mariko Shtifa by Kli Nechoshes? There's no need for Hechsher at all. The Kli is Mutter. It's Nosen Tam Lefgam already. So if it's Nosen Tam Lefgam, no shame Noser is going to be, it's not even going to be Noser. You would think Mariko Shtifa is necessary because now you have Noser. You have to kasha the Kli from the Noser. What Noser is going to be Chal? It's Nosen Tam Lefgam. He answers the Ran, no Noser is going to be Chal because the Belia inside the Kedera is not Lefgam. It's Lishvach inside of the Kedera. So Shem Noser is going to be Chal on that Bliya. the Shem Noser was chal on that bliya, I have to do Merikah Shtiyah for the kasher that Shem Noser out. Even though the Shem Noser is not going to aser when it comes out, but there is Noser. Maybe Merikah Shtiyah is designed to kasher the kli from any bliya of Noser that it has in it. That's the Ran. So this Ran is discussing Kodshim, but he's making a very important point about Keder Sheinu Basyom in general. The Ran holds, like Rov Rishonim, that Keder Sheinu Basyom, even according to the Manda Amr, Nosen Tam of Gam Mutter, what that means is that it's going to be Nosen Tam of Gam in the Tavshil, but the Belia inside the wall of the Kedera is not Lifgam. If it's not Lifgam, says the Ran, then the Shem Nosen is going to be Chal on that Belia. If the Shem Nosen is going to be Chal on that Belia, then we understand why Mariko Shtifa is necessary, because Mariko Shtifa is Taka going to kasher the Kli from the Shem Nosen. If you were to say there is no Shem Nosen, it's already Pogam in the Kli. So what's the Mariko Shtifa kashering? It's kashering a Tam Pogam. No Noser can be Chal on a Tam Pogam. You can't have Noser on a Tam Pogam, a bad taste. But the Ran says it's not a bad taste inside the walls of the Kli. It's a good taste in the walls inside the Kli. So the Shem Noser can be Chal. If the Shem Noser can be Chal, so then I need Mariko Shtifa to kasher the Kli from the Shem Noser. So what was Tosus thinking? According to the Ran, what was Tosus thinking? One of two things. Just to fill it in. Tosus was thinking one of two things. He was saying, look, Mr. Ran, you can claim that Taka, the Bliya inside the Dauphin of the Kedera, is Nosen Tam L'Shvach. So you want to say that the Shem Noser is going to be Chal, because it's Nosen Tam L'Shvach inside the Kedera, right? What could Tosus say? Maybe the Shem Noser is not going to be Chal. Why? Because Tachlis, can it ask her anything? When it comes out, is it going to be L'Shvach? The Ran assumes that if it's not Pogam inside the walls of the Kli, so the Shem Noser can be Chal. Tosus might say the Shem Noser is relative to what's going to happen in the future. I'm not going to eat the pot. So if I'm not going to eat the pot, the Shem Noser is not a function of the actual Bliya. It's a function of the Bliya when it exists in the world in an edible form. That's only true after you're cooking it. So maybe Tosus would say, I agree with you, Ran, that it's Nosen Tam L'Shvach inside the walls of the Kedera, but that's not enough for the Shem Noser to be Chal. So if it's not enough for the Shem Noser to be Chal, then the Raya is a good Raya. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that Tosus Mamash could disagree with the Ran. The Ra'ah in the Berak HaBayis, we mentioned yesterday that the Rashba wrote the Torah HaBayis, and the Ra'ah wrote the Berak HaBayis Hasogos on the Rashba. So the Rashba, we'll get to this later in Mitzvah Shem, the Rashba agrees with the Ran, the Rashba in the Torah HaBayis, agrees with the Ran that even in a Kedera She'ena Bas Yoma, the Belia inside the walls of the pot is Taka Nosen Tam L'Shvach. It's a Tam Meshubach. But when it comes out, it's going to be a Tam Pogam. That's why it's not going to ask there any tavshil that you cook inside the kedera. But the Ra'ah disagrees. We'll talk about the details of that machlokas and why he disagrees. The Ra'ah writes beferish. He says kedera shena basyom is mutter because the tam is pogum ba'atzmuso inside the walls of the kedera. So one could very easily say that you know why Tosus rejected the Ran. Tosus felt that this was a good raya that linas laila pogemus has to be the whole night, not just the transition between night and day. Because Tosus felt that Taka the Bliya is pogum inside the walls of the Kedera. So if it's pogum inside the walls of the Kedera, how can you tell me Linas Laila is just the transition between night and day? If that's the case, there's no need to have Mariko Shtifa because it's mutter anyway. There's no Shem Noser here because Shem Noser can't be Chal on a Tam Pogum. Tam Pogum? Is the Tam Pogum inside the walls of the Kedera? Maybe Tosus will hold like the Ra'ah that yes, the Tam Pogum, it's Taka Pogum inside the walls of the Kedera. The Ran disagrees with Tosus because he assumes that the Tam is Taka not Pogam inside the walls of the Kedera, and that's why he didn't think that the Raya of Tosus was a good Raya. So there are two ways that you can reject this Raya of Tosus. One is either saying, like the Rosh, that Taka, truth be told, maybe the Tam is Pogam b'sofa Laila, and even if it's Pogam b'sofa Laila, at that transition point, there still would be the Schiev of Shavir B'Kli Cheres Mariko Shtifa by Kli Nechoshes because Kach Gozra Torah. That's the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. That has nothing to do with whether the Shem Noser is Chal or not. The other way to reject the Raya of Tosfos is to say like the Ran, that maybe, of course the Shem Noser is going to be Chal on this Bliya because the Bliya inside the walls of the pot is Taka a Tam Meshubach. It's a good Tam. It's only going to be Noser Tam when it comes out. So as long as there's a Tam Meshubach inside the walls of the Kli, the Shem Noser is going to be Chal. If the Shem Noser is going to be Chal, we understand why one would have to kasha, why Mariko Shtifa would be necessary, but Kli Nechoshes.